Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rough night last night for the Mercer County Golden Eagles on the road. They fall to Princeville by a final of 35-7. Eagles got down, I believe, 21-0 at halftime, got within 21-7. But the final two scores of the game by Princeville, 35-7. I guess, first up, Coach, just the reaction. What was the difference last night for the Eagles?
You know, they've got a great team down there. Their defense is the best that we've seen so far this year. They're physical. They've got a lot of speed, and they gave us fits all night. And, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. Those guys just came out and whooped us at the line of scrimmage, and they really were able to control the pace and the whole timing of the whole football game.
Yeah, and then just for them, offensively, what was working for them against your defense last night?
You know, actually, I think we probably held them to one of their lowest outputs total yardage all season. I thought we fought really hard defensively. You know, we got ourselves in some bad situations as far as field position. And then, you know, we were able to get them in a lot of third down situations, a few fourth down situations, and just had a hard time finishing. Last night, they got three or four really good running backs, and they run they have a strong power rushing game. And at times, you know, we just had a hard time slowing that down. But for the most part, we were able to neutralize their big play game, which was one of our big goals coming into it. But give credit to those guys. They were able to sustain drives.
And then conversely, what about your offense last night against their defense, you know, being limited to 7 points last night? Did you have some opportunities out there, at least in the first half, where you thought, hey, we can kind of stem the tide here and make this a game in the second half?
Yeah, there's a couple times that I think we'd like to have back. I mean, we had our first drive of the game, we were moving the ball. We had three or four first downs. We ended up getting a penalty and had a bad snap. The field was a quagmire last night. It was a little rough field conditions-wise. But, you know, you have some of those. And then we had a long kick return toward the middle of the second quarter, deep into their territory, and we weren't able to punch it in. So you had a few moments there that we'd like to have back. You know, unfortunately, we just weren't able to convert on those.
Well, that moves us to week 9 already. It's hard to believe, and take on Mid-County, senior night, wrap up regular season play. I think they won last night 27-0 over Stark County. You know, the Eagles playoff eligible with the wins already at 5, but you need a solid effort, I know, heading into the playoffs. And, well, the 6th win will guarantee that appearance. So what about next Friday night?
Yeah, nothing's guaranteed, so you want to come out and play well, especially at senior night. You're back in front of your home crowd. We haven't played at home in a month now, so I know the boys are excited to get back home. In addition to that, you know, if you want to make the playoffs, like you said, you got to get that 6-1 to guarantee it. And if you do get that 6-1, put yourself in a better position seeding-wise. So, you know, there's a lot at stake this Friday night, and I think the boys will be excited to get back to Pratt.
Well, and I know that this has been a game, really, even before you got here, the last 4 or 5 years, where that really a couple of games I thought they kind of should have got us, and somehow we were able to escape with a victory. What do you know about the Mid-County Co-op in 2018? And they're coming in with a nice shutout win last night, 27-0 over Stark County.
Yeah, they're pretty big and physical. They run a 4-4 defense and a veer option attack out of the pistol. They've got a big senior class. I think they have 23 seniors, so they've got a lot of guys who've played a lot of football, you know, it's been good, highly contested battles the last couple of years since I've been here, and I know even prior to that. So, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, and it's always a good game when you play those guys.
All right, Andrew Hofer and the Eagles fall on the road last night to the Princeville Princes 35-7. Again, week 9 senior night for Mercer County hosting Mid-County next Friday. Coach, we'll hopefully talk to you a couple of times next Saturday on Sportsline and then the playoff preview show on this Saturday. Have a good week of practice. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Andrew Hofer of Mercer County with us on WRMJ.